And coming back, dear listeners, and specifically welcoming you back. And as promised, we step into the planned interview, as mentioned a little bit earlier, specifically that we will be conducting with Mr. Khomotso Rapetswa from Intercape. And before we actually start with that discussion, Mr. Rapetswa is the senior marketing and sales executive from Intercape's, I'll assume for Namibia. Khomotso, welcome. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us and our listeners.
No, thank you very much. Thank you for having me on.
100% understand. Obviously, Khomotso, today's specific discussion that we're going to have right now is going to be helping the listeners understand specifically all the great particular news that is coming from Intercape, and specifically some of the important developments associated to it. But before we start, could you kindly just tell us a little bit more about, to the listeners specifically, of your role at Intercape, and as well as also what are the latest developments?
Thank you once again. As you mentioned, my name is Khomotso, also known as the face of Intercape. So if you go on our social pages, you'll see the face of Intercape. That's me on Facebook, on TikTok. That's me. But in a nutshell, yes, thank you for the opportunity. What is exciting that we're bringing here, or what is exciting that we're going to discuss this afternoon, is the mere fact that we've got a route that's starting from Valdez up until to the north. So that's what we're going to be discussing in detail in terms of where it's going and all the stuff, so the people are aware of this beautiful route that we've started at Intercape.
100%. So, actually getting into that good news, Khomotso, obviously you've given us a little bit of a glimpse, a little bit of a sweet and an appetizer to taste on. What does this big news that Intercape is willing to share with us and the listeners today?
Oh yeah, thank you. Yes, I did give a bit of an appetizer. That's how I am. I just give you a bit of a glimpse so to get your mind running a bit. So the route starting from Barbos Bay, then Swakop, then you get the stops along the way, Umaruru, Otavi, Tsunep, Osakati, Elima, Arandas, Okahau, Oshikuku, So we go all up until to the north, Okahanja and stuff like that. So at the end of the day, that's a route that we're starting at Intercape, and that we want people to be aware of this route, that it's not only for Intercape, but it's for the people. We've heard the cry, we've heard people asking, when are you starting this route, when are you starting this route? All I can just say this afternoon is that we have heard your cry, we are here for you, and let us take you home in style, in luxury, in a most professional manner, So that's why we're here.
100%. This then obviously also leads to the partial explanation you also provided in terms of the why. Intercape obviously is very synonymous with Namibia, meaning that it has been operating for a long time. Why has the company decided to introduce this new route only now?
As I said earlier on, we've heard the cry. We basically saying to the people, yes, we've heard you. Now is the time for us to start it. Because, when you start the route, you don't just start the route without any research, without any understanding of who travels, who does not travel, who's your target market. So we've done our research. We've identified our target market. We feel as an organization that it is a time now to implement the route. Also before December and stuff like that, so that it gets momentum, people are aware of it. So the time is correct because of the research that we've done as an organization.
Yep. And specifically also looking at the some of the particular developments that you cited, like it's coming closer to the end of the year. This also takes into consideration in terms of, the next question, which also highlighted some particular insights from passengers and from consumers. Why should the passengers, in our next question, Khomotso, why should the passengers also choose Intercape over, the possible competition that might be operating currently?
I'm going to be very simple. Safe, dependable, affordable. That's how it is. That's how we stand out from other competitors. Safe, dependable, affordable, and of course the luxury of it, the professionalism of it, and then as I said earlier on, this is for the people, and that's why we're here.
100%. We then obviously get into like the nitty gritties, specifically looking at the ability to access tickets and to make bookings. How can the customers book internet tickets, and especially those that would be traveling from the coastal areas? This would be the majority of Erongo, Walvis Bay, Swakopmund, Arandas, Usikus, Karibab, and Omoruru.
Yeah. So thank you for the question. I've been waiting for the question. So we have a mobile app.
Khomotso, you can't, we can't start backwards to front, but it's a good one, yeah.
No. I've been burning to hear the question because that's the main aim. But look, we've got a mobile office at Dunes Mall. At Dunes Mall, we've got a mobile office there that's running currently now. Then we've got a Swakop. In Swakop, we have an office at the Shell. It's going to be at the Shell Garage. It should be up and running hopefully by Friday. But we're going to have an office also in Swakopmund as well by the Shell Garage. Watch this space. We'll introduce the address and everything. I think by tomorrow, everything will be up and running in terms of the socials, so people can know where we're going to be stopping also in Swakop. Then, of course, besides the offices, we've also got our official app, Intercape official app, where people can also buy tickets from the app. Of course, our friends, ShopRite and Checkers outlets, all over Namibia. So you can buy a ticket at any ShopRite and any Checkers all over Namibia. Also, you can buy a ticket at all our offices in Namibia. The nice thing about this is that, you know, when a person is sitting in Otapi, you can buy a ticket for a person who's in Walvis and just send them a reference number. A person who's sitting in Windhoek can buy a ticket for a person from Swakop to Omaruru or Kahao, you know what I mean? So it's very simple, and it's very reachable for people to buy tickets for us.
Yep. I actually like that as well, because just before our discussion, actually, I had a look at the sort of like the website in terms of, you know, looking at how you can budget for your ticket, your ride, and the prices actually, like you have presented, like you said a little bit earlier, the affordability component is very obvious because it helps you with planning your prices. Which is something that, you know, I'm very impressed with as well, specifically as also being a former consumer myself. Yeah, but I was looking at Cape Town. Don't worry. don't worry. So Khomotso, we get into some of the other particular questions that we also still have. Does Intercape also currently have any special promotions or offers that for passengers that they can currently take advantage of during this new development as well?
Why not? So we've got this beautiful thing known as buy one, get one free. So what do I mean? So let's say you're traveling to the north. You want to take your sister, a friend. So you can buy a ticket and take a friend with, you know, or a family member with. So you might be traveling on the same day, same routes and same direction. You know what I mean? So basically what am I saying? Let's say I want to go to Oshikati, you know, and I've got my sister that maybe there's an event taking place this weekend in Oshikati. So I can buy the ticket, but the next place, my sister's ticket is going to be for free. That's how it works, you know. So I'm encouraging the listeners to take advantage of this so that they can experience this beautiful product that we have, this reliability that I'm talking about, this dependable I'm talking about, you know, the affordability, of course, I mean, why not? So at the end of the day, it is something different, something unique. And rest assured, with Intercape, there's always something different, something unique, something you bring into the market that will also always enhance and entice the market to travel with us at all times. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%. But this also then gets us into like future plans, because you also touched a little bit also about future plans, which currently also speak into current promotions. What are Intercape's future plans for further expansions and potentially further improvements on services in the country?
Oh, there's a lot, which I don't want to take them out now on the radio, because, you know, some of the things will be still in work in progress. But of course, yes, there's going to be an expansion of the route. We're still doing some research. We're looking at how do we then also service other towns like your Rundu, your Katima, you know. So there's always research, always evolving, always working hard so to make sure that the clientele, whatever information that we get from the clientele, we can can use it to advantage, get stats, get information, and we implement. Mm-hmm. The nice thing about Intercape is that we listen. So when people talk, we listen, we go to a drawing board, we plan, we strategize, and implement. That's the beauty about this beautiful organization.
100%. And then finally getting into our last question, Gomotso, so if Intercape is well known for being safe, dependable, and affordable, why should the passengers trust Intercape with their travel needs in terms of looking at our last question?
Well, look. Besides the dependable affordability and the safety feature, I mean, the track record speaks for itself, you know, in terms of how we've serviced other routes, you know, how we take care of the passengers and their belongings and stuff like that. So there's a track record that we can always fall back on. Mm. And we pride ourselves. I'm not saying 100%, but I'm saying the track record speaks for itself.
Mm.
And yes, people can trust us. We are reliable. And also how we handle the passengers' belongings, a bag, a parcel, you know, the specifications of where bags sit, where certain parcels sit. So it's not only for the people that we make things happen, but also for their luggage. You think about it. You know what I mean?
And just before we conclude our discussion, Gomotso, if there's still something you wanted to add that I might have forgotten to ask or that you might have forgotten to mention, you still have the opportunity to do so.
Look, all I just want to say is thank you. Thank you to the people of Namibia. Thank you to everyone else that has trusted us with rendering a service for them and for us taking them home. But I just want to say to the people that we do have a call center in Namibia. And I can give you the number of the call center. The number is 081-950-2100. I'm going to repeat it again. 081-950-2100. This is our call center. It's running 24 hours. It's open. You can ask a question at any time. You can book a ticket at any time. They're available, ready to assist, ready to book, ready to make sure that your experience at Intercape is top-notch.
100%, 100%. And on that note, Gomotso, I'd like to say thank you because it also provides me with the opportunity of also visiting loved ones at the coast from a Windhoek perspective. But I'm still looking at Cape Town. You know, it's better than visiting family.
But let's talk.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, 100%, you never know. 100%, yeah. But on that note, Gomotso, thank you for taking the time to talk to us and our listeners here on Eagle FM.
It's a pleasure. I enjoyed it. And thank you again, once again, to the people of Namibia for trusting us and choosing us. Thank you very much.
100%. Thank you.
And that does bring us to the end of the interview, dear listeners. We'll quickly be taking a short break and we come back after this, heading into the rest of the Home Run program.